Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 6, Shepherding According to God. Wednesday, related verses, 1 Peter 2, 21 and 25. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model, so that you may follow in His steps. 25. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Psalms 23:3. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. John 14:16-18. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, that He may be with you forever, even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassions and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in every affliction through the comforting with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Hebrews 13:17. Obey the ones leading you and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who will render an account, that they may do this with joy and not groaning, for this would be unprofitable to you. Related reading. Christ was our Redeemer in His death on the tree. Now He is our soul's shepherd and overseer in the resurrection life within us. Therefore, He is able to guide us and supply us with life, that we may follow His model in His steps of suffering. Our soul is our inner being, our real person. Our Lord, as the shepherd and overseer of our soul, shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising His oversight over the condition of our real person. A shepherd takes care of the physical needs of his flock, and Christ, our shepherd, takes care of the needs of our soul. He is not the shepherd of our body. He is the shepherd of our soul, our inner being. We all have a spirit, and the spirit is our inward organ, but our being is a soul. Therefore, Christ mainly shepherds us by taking care of our soul. He takes care of our mind, emotion, and will. We may think that our problems are with the body. No doubt the body does give us many problems. Nevertheless, our real problem is in our soul. Our mind, emotion, and will all have problems. Unbelievers are wanderers in the soul, and they do not have a shepherd to take care of them. But our situation is different in that we have a shepherd who takes care of our soul. Not only do we have the Lord's life within us, but we also have Him as our shepherd. He is now shepherding us in our soul. Consider this matter of the Lord's shepherding according to your experience. Where is the Lord's comfort, in our spirit or in our soul? If you say that His comfort is in the spirit, your answer is not according to the Bible. Many times we speak of turning to the spirit, perhaps expecting that when we turn to the spirit, everything will be all right. Actually, even after we turn to the Spirit, many things may not be all right. From experience, Peter knew to say that Christ is the shepherd of our souls. Therefore, Peter does not tell us in 1 Peter 2:25 that Christ is the shepherd of our spirit or of our body. He clearly says that Christ is the shepherd of our souls. Because it is our soul that suffers, it is our soul that needs the Lord's shepherding. It is not our body that needs this kind of care, nor is it mainly our spirit. It is our soul. Our mind, our emotion, and our will that needs the Lord as the shepherd. In our experience, sometimes we just do not know what to think about. We do not know where to direct our thoughts. This is an indication that our mind needs the Lord Jesus as the shepherd. I can testify that many times in this kind of situation, the Lord Jesus has been a shepherd to me. As a result of his shepherding, our mind is directed and set in the right way. Our emotion, being complicated, is easily upset. This is especially true of the sister's emotion. Therefore, we need the Lord Jesus to shepherd us in our emotion. His shepherding comforts our emotion. Our will also needs the Lord's shepherding. As human beings, we often find it difficult to make the right decision. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to make a decision. Unbelievers have no one to lead them and guide them in making decisions. But we have a shepherd to lead us and guide us. The Lord's leading and guiding are primarily related to our will. As the living shepherd, the Lord continually directs our will. I cannot tell you how many times I have experienced this. The Lord is truly the shepherd of our soul. He directs our mind, comforts our emotion, and leads and guides our will.